WMUC FM, College Park.
In that verse, now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things are going astray, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
1 Corinthians 2:11.
I invoke, decree, and dream away the full cellular ascension of my being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, in this now, with the full support of God, Goddess, the Ascended Master Realm, to include our Ascended Master Self, Father, Saint Germain, Sananda, the Holy Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, Archangel Michael and the Legions, Ashtar and the entire command, Bhagavad-ji, Raphael, Gabriel, Clan of the Trumpet Angels, Aboriginal and Tribal Shaman, Goddesses of Fortune, Angels of Light, Elohim, Clan of the Serpents, Shiva, all Christ frequencies, all animal totems, elementals of fire, air, water, and earth, all divine beings of light, love, and ascension, named and unnamed, to activate the cells within my being who are your counterparts with the unified power of the One. I decree my highest good always operating in this now. I decree grace and mercy always operating in this now. I invoke, decree, and dream awake the full truth and reality of ascension in this now. I invoke and dream awake with every breath that I breathe the violet fire transmuting my whole being. I invoke and dream awake the full current of ascension in every cell of my being. I am ascended. I invoke and dream awake expanded God consciousness, fully realized in me as unlimited abundance, fulfilling my every need and desire. I invoke and dream awake the ending of procrastination, tiredness, blockages, obstacles, and unhealthy belief systems. I decree immediate abundance in my life. I invoke and dream awake my liberation from all karmic debt. I am infinite opulence. I invoke and dream awake my personal empowerment in every instant that anyone is impacted by my being and creations. I invoke and dream awake the infinite empowerment of my sexual, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and financial relationship with life. I invoke and dream awake sacred sexuality, erotic innocence, and always express the sacredness of sexual force for pleasure, creativity, and healing. I invoke and dream awake world universal healing from all sexual woundedness and shame. I invoke and dream awake worldwide release of all manipulating forces and beings who would control humanity past, present, and future. I invoke the angels and ascended masters to realign and heal all misused energy to include the full restructuring of our DNA. I invoke and dream awake the transmutation of all negative and judgmental projections. I invoke and dream awake my constant ability to be centered and balanced in my psychic perceptions and empathic nature. All overwhelming psychic energies are released by me automatically, easily, effortlessly. I am empowered by everything. I invoke and dream awake my lucid dreaming each night I sleep and total remembering when I awake. I invoke and dream awake my infinite harmony with God, Goddess, I am. I invoke and dream awake the full expression of my miraculous healing power. My life is a continuous stream of miracles. I invoke and dream awake my infinite ability and willingness to receive all life's blessings. I invoke and dream awake a constant attitude of gratitude for my whole life, all my accomplishments and blessings, including the same for the universe at large. I invoke and dream awake the full blessings of God, Goddess, the Ascended Masters, Angels, Guides, and Beings of Light to bless this earth. I invoke and dream awake all my decrees, invocations, and prayers I have released to the universe and open myself to God's response, support, and love in my highest good. I invoke and dream away the release of all past, present, and future lifetimes of decrees and vows which would bind me to limitation, lack, density, and anything not of ascension in this now. I invoke and dream away the full reclaiming of my eternal self as powerful, loving, and fully aligned in abundant God consciousness. I invoke and dream away the total dissolving of all manipulation manipulating forces which would bind this earthly plane in fear. I invoke and dream awake the influence of the ascended master realm and angels to intercede and raise the vibrations higher to bring darkness into the light, raising the frequency of love and God consciousness on planet Earth in this now. I invoke and dream awake the ascension of planet Earth in this now.
And the new day's breaking through. The morning of another day without you. And as the hours roll by, no one's there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and tired eyes drift across the shore, looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you. Fight!
Microphone. Okay, that was Hell's Bells by AC/DC. And before that was Sunrise by...
Let me see. By Uriah Heep?
Uriah Heep. Okay. And so Sebastian's here. He says he wants to play songs by Dio.
Well, you know what is the policy here? We cannot play like a lot of Dio songs here, but...
Well, he was in three bands that I know of. Band number one was Rainbow. Band number two was Black Sabbath. Band number three is Dio solo albums.
So he was in the same band as Ozzy?
No, at different times. Oh. So Black Sabbath started out, and it was Ozzy was doing all the singing. Then he left the band, and the next singer was Ozzy.
So Dio
and
was...
No, and the next singer was Dio. I'm all mixed
so
up.
So first Don't Ozzy and then Dio.
Ozzy first, then Dio.
Oh, and they both passed away.
Yeah.
Is there anyone alive from Black Sabbath?
Well, Tony Iommi. I don't know if he's retired from guitar playing yet. He's pretty old. Like, Ian Gillan was the singer. When Dio left Black Sabbath, Ian Gillan was the singer.
So he was the third person?
He was the third singer.
So... Yeah, that was the... So the plan for today is some Dio?
Dio and you said similar bands?
Similar bands, yeah.
Okay.
So my pick, it's Kickstart My Heart. How do you pronounce this?
Motley Crue.
So let's go with Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Okay, do it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Motley Crue. Jay, do you remember that song?
I do not.
But do you remember Motley Crue?
No, because that Motley Crue, to me, that's the one that young kids listen to, that it's some brand new stuff.
Oh, isn't it from the 80s?
Well, yeah, anything from the 80s is brand new stuff that the kids listen to that I never heard of.
Oh. So, from the 70s, what do you think about music from the 50s?
I can't think of anything that I like.
Do you like Elvis?
No.
You don't like The King?
No. Well, there's one Elvis. I like the song Suspicious Minds, but I don't like the singing. I like the horn.
So, Jay,
the horn solo.
When did the Beatles started?
1963. Or 64. And so 1963, I was, how old was I? I was 7 years old. And I think my first Beatles record was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh. Do you still have that record?
Nope.
Do you get a new one for that one?
No, I don't. I'm...
So what is your most recent record? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, I bought a Electric Prunes record.
Oh, and that's your most recent one?
Yes.
That's a nice one.
It is?
Yeah.
You don't even know which one it is.
A nice, you know, like, just getting a record. Did you thrift when you buy it?
No, I don't have the original record. It's a CD reprint.
Oh, but where did you buy that one?
Amazon.
Oh, that one is from Amazon. I thought you were like so to some place like CD Depot and just find it there. And
no, everybody hates. Well, CD Depot is dead.
Yes.
But before it died, everybody hated it.
Why?
Because you can't look at any records without climbing over boxes.
You know, but that was part of the charm.
No, it's not part of the... I don't know, maybe if you're an acrobat and you can climb over the boxes to get to where the records are.
Maybe that's a good point, but you know what I say, like, R.I.P. CD Depot.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah. Rest in... No. No, good riddance.
No, where are we going to buy stuff?
There's other record stores.
Nearby?
Yeah, there's record stores in Hyattsville.
Oh, I think I saw one on Baltimore Avenue. I think so.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I saw that too.
So
that, well, that's a brand new one, if it's the one I think it is.
So there are still like opportunities, and hopefully we don't have to claim boxes. And up next, so let's go with, what do you think about Holy Diver?
That's a good song.
So let's go, let's dive in with Holy Diver.
Haha, that's a joke. Haha, funny.
Thank you. you know he's clean? Oh, don't you see what I mean? Gotta get away. In the black and blue, something is coming for you. Look out, race for the morning. You can hide in the sun till you see the light. Oh, we will pray it's all right. Gotta get away, get away. Between the velvet lies, there's a truth.
So that was Holy Diver. So do you like that song?
Yes, I do.
For me, it's a very Dio.
Yes, that is very Dio.
And so, Jay, next week there is a spring break.
Yes.
So what would you do during a spring break when you were an undergrad? You were an undergrad in the 70s, right?
I'm trying to remember what I did. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Not even if you went on a trip or something?
I don't know. I think I just went home and didn't do much.
So that's something that a lot of people do during a spring break. They just want to relax. They want to...
No, it would... So you can see, in my case, it was non-memorable. I didn't go to... I didn't go to Daytona Beach and appear on Girls Gone Wild.
So what is like the beach, like the spring break beach for UMD?
Daytona Beach.
So where is Daytona?
Florida.
Florida, all the way to Florida?
Yeah.
I thought, I was expecting like Myrtle Beach or Virginia Beach or something like that, which is closer, but all the way to Daytona. That's a long trip.
Yes.
But as you know, I am a grad student, so, and I'm not taking classes anymore, so I quote unquote have a spring break, but I don't have a spring break. So I think I'll just stay around here, or maybe take a train.
Okay.
To somewhere, maybe to Virginia or West Virginia.
Okay. Did you say what you played before Holy Diver?
Yeah, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Okay, and I'll play my pick next.
Yes, so what is your pick?
From Max Webster. And there's a trivia question. The trivia question is, well, what you hear is a singing duet. So the trivia question will be, do you recognize the voice of the special guest who's singing with Max Webster?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and the trivia question is... Oh, it's still wrong. Okay, the trivia question, who is the guest singer?
So is it Ken Mitchell?
No.
So Ken Mitchell is not the answer?
No.
I don't know, hearing the... Maybe I was cheating.
Did it sound familiar?
Yeah. Was it Dio?
No. It's the answer is Geddy Lee from Rush.
Oh.
And on this track, there's also some musicians from Rush who came to join the Max Webster Band for this appearance.
Oh, so why it says that this album features Ken Mitchell?
I do not know.
So you know the answer of the question. It was someone from Rush.
Yeah.
So, and can you repeat the name?
Geddy Lee is the singer from
Geddy
Rush.
Geddy Lee. From Rush. So that's the answer?
Yes. I thought you would know. He has a very distinctive voice.
You know what happens sometimes? You know, when I listen to a song, I don't know what they're saying. For some reason.
That happens to me all the time.
And so it sometimes happens to me when it comes to voices. I don't recognize the voices sometimes. Because I just want to focus on one voice.
Okay.
Maybe it's... I'm just getting crazy. I don't know. But so let's get into another song. So, Jay... What is the song that we are going to play?
It's your pick. I don't know those songs.
So is Here I Go Again.
Okay.
So just one moment. I have a... So there was a change of plans, so let's go with Alone Again by Dokken.
That was Neon Knights from the Black Sabbath album, Heaven and Hell. And, of course, Ronnie James Dio doing the singing there. Before that was...
So, before that was Dokken. How do you pronounce that?
Dokken.
With Alone Again.
And we're going to do Black Sabbath again with Ronnie James Dio singing. This is my favorite Black Sabbath album. Or not my favorite album. This is my favorite Black Sabbath song. So, and my favorite Black Sabbath song does not have Ozzy singing. It has Ronnie James Dio singing. And this is my favorite.
So do you prefer the Dio era or the Ozzy era?
I like them both. But this is my favorite song from the album Mob Rules. And the title of this song is The Sign of the Southern Cross.
So let's have another dive with Black Sabbath. There is not enough Black Sabbath, I would say, in this show, but we have to comply with policies. So.
Okay, well, this is our second Black Sabbath song.
I hope you
And like we'll it. Play lots of more Black Sabbath in future shows.
Yes, there
because
is
Because I got tons of stuff.
There is always more shows, so tune in.
Yes.
We'll be right back. glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?